Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today at NeoCon 2011, the second day, I'm up in the Mannington commercial space, and I'm with Natalie Jones, and they've just announced the textile design winners. So, Natalie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Again, this is, I think, the third year you've done the textile design awards, and you've changed it just a little bit this year. You've got two award winners, which we'll meet in just a minute. Why don't you just quick give us a rundown on the parameters of this design contest?
Absolutely. Well, we're thrilled to have our third year here in 2011 of our Textile Design Challenge. And this year it was a record year, so it's been a great program. We keep getting more and more engagement from the design community. We had 502 entries. That was up more than a third over the last 2 years. And we had 35,000 unique visitors to the site to participate in voting, commenting, and critiquing the designs this year. So that's been tremendous. This medium of social media has given us such a unique way to connect with the design community at large and really involve them in the Mannington design process.
All right, so you have this website, and so you ask people to participate, and somehow you've gotten down to some finalists. Talk how that happened.
Yep, from that 502 entries, they were all uploaded onto the website, and then we narrowed it down to six through the peer votes, the peer comments. We also looked at the feasibility of translating the design to flooring, the creativity and the originality of each design. So there were really five criteria that go into the six. So we had a great group of six finalists this year. I mean, the level of design talent is just amazing.
So once you narrow it down to the six, they actually give you a theme and they give you some, I guess, drawings to work from, and they actually design a carpet, right?
Yes, that's right. We actually bring all six finalists to Calhoun, Georgia. They work out of the Mannington facility with our design team and develop their concept into real product. And then we showcase that product on the website and in our showroom at NeoCon, and we have voting online. And our two winners are chosen strictly by their peer votes. Mannington has nothing to do with that.
All right, so once the six carpets are designed, you post them up. Are they actually voting for the design, the carpet design, for the whole total concept? Talk a little bit more about that.
They have the opportunity online to look at the original concept, how it actually translated into flooring, as well as they can look at different colorways that each of the finalists were able to develop and how it would look in a room scene, because it's so important to see that and how it will actually work in a real commercial setting.
All right, and we've just 10 minutes ago announced the winners, and you have two winners, and you actually had two categories for winning. You had one that had somebody that's fairly new to design, and then you had a category where some of the finalists were people who had over 7 years of design. Is that right?
Exactly. Typically, this contest had been for designers that were new to the industry with 7 years or less experience, but there was so much demand to open it up. This year, we had two categories, so we have two winners, one who's relatively new to the design practice and one with more experience.
Okay, so Sarah, let's talk with you first. Sarah Myers, congratulations. Good to meet you. And actually, where are you from?
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
In Milwaukee. And how did you find out about this whole design contest?
Actually, last year was my first year to NeoCon, but I came through the Mannington showroom and saw the finalists from last year and was able to vote, and I got really excited about it. I forgot about it in the meantime, but then I was specifying a project, and I saw the banner on the website and decided to submit myself.
Do you work for a design firm now?
Yes, design and architecture.
Okay. And what is the firm?
Eline Wilson Architects in Milwaukee.
So when you worked with the team, were you surprised at what the in-use carpet looked like after they had taken your input?
I was a little bit surprised. I think you kind of imagine it being translated like one for one, but it really does take some tweaking and a little bit of challenge, understanding what kind of tufting machines they're going to use and the different options you have in the texture, just the yarns and all of it. It's amazing to know what actually goes into it, and then to see your product is always kind of mind-blowing.
And you picked the colors too?
I did. We worked with Mannington's colorist. She did a great job of kind of guiding us through the process and making nice, you know, selections for us. But we ultimately, yeah, we designed our own colorways.
Okay, now that you've got this 5 minutes of fame, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to go back to interior design and enjoy working for the next year on the collection with Mannington
and go to Paris.
Okay, and actually the category of over 7 years experience, Paul Lewandowski, congratulations, you won. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm an architect and interior designer from Portland, Maine. I work for SMRT Architects and Engineers up there. And I had always known about the textile design competition since it started. I had worked before for a firm that had done some carpet design and was really intrigued with it and had always wanted the opportunity. So when Mannington opened up the competition to people with more experience, I was thrilled and was able to enter, so I was excited about the program and glad that I could participate.
Tell us now, what was the theme of your design?
My theme is called Coastal Rocks, and being from Maine and working a lot in healthcare design, nature and nature-inspired imagery is something that's important. So I looked towards nature for sort of linear elements. I like stripes a lot, so I wanted something that would be more of a natural, organic stripe. So I looked at these striated rocks along the coast of Maine that are carved by glaciers. I also looked at birch forests and tried to develop a stripe that would work as a softer stripe, maybe work in healthcare or even other markets, education or corporate interiors. So
okay. You do like stripes. You're standing here in a seersucker suit. This is audio. People can't see that. All right. So you think you're going to stick with carpet product design?
Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of different kinds of design through my career. You know, love architecture, love interiors, but I hope this is an opportunity to work more in product design and design of different types of finishes. It's really fascinating. The education process working with Mannington, who've been great through this whole process, is definitely one that has sort of given me the bug, I guess, for doing more. Because I don't think you ever stop learning, even as you get more experience. In fact, you have to keep learning. So this is just a whole new avenue to sort of delve into for me.
And we heard now that Sarah's going to Paris. So what are you in?
I hope I'm going to Paris as well.
Okay, you both get to go to Paris. All right, congratulations, guys, for winning again the third annual Textile Design Awards at Mannington Commercial. So you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.